have been just another day at school. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Instead, a gunman sends students and staff running in St. Louis, opening fire at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and killing two people, a teenage girl and a woman, before he was killed by responding officers.
Upon hearing gunfire, they ran to that gunfire, located the shooter, and engaged that shooter in exchange of gunfire. The suspect was struck.
St. Louis Police Commissioner Michael Sack says a security guard had notified school officials a man was trying to enter a locked door. Sack says that may have saved lives. No word yet on any possible connection between the shooter and that school. President Biden just visiting the Democratic Party headquarters in D.C.
First, and maybe most important, to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just 15 days to the midterm elections.
If we get people out to vote, we win. We get people out to vote, we win. And you're getting them out to vote.
He calls this election a choice between two vastly different visions for America, also calling Democrats the fiscally responsible ones, as Republicans blame his agenda for high inflation and rising crime. First Lady Jill Biden launching another part of the president's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, national roundtables on breast and cervical cancer, with the help of Grammy winner Mary J. Blige.
I'm here today as a black woman who is passionate about using my platform to encourage other women to prioritize their health, namely their annual well woman's visits, mammograms, Pap plus HPV tests.
The singer has lost multiple family members to various types of cancers. The president's goal is to cut the cancer death rate by half within 25 years. Investigators in New Hampshire just announcing that the father of a missing five-year-old girl is now charged with murder. Harmony Montgomery disappeared in 2019, but she wasn't reported missing until late last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Supreme Court intervention in a Georgia probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Justice Clarence Thomas temporarily blocking grand jury testimony from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham while the court considers Graham's request for a longer delay. The 2020 election led to GOP calls to overhaul some state rules, and ahead of the midterms, the Republican National Committee has filed more than 70 lawsuits in 20 states on election integrity issues.
The lawsuits address issues like the rights of poll watchers to view the counting of votes, to the illegal counting of mismarked absentee ballots. Challenges have been successful in states like Vermont and New York, where the RNC sued to stop a law that would allow non-U.S. citizens to vote. The RNC also won two challenges in Nevada and Arizona to ensure poll workers had equal representation from each political party.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. U.S. and NATO officials are rejecting Russia's claim that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb on its own territory. The NATO chief says the alliance rejects the allegation and that Russia must not use it as a pretext for escalation. Today marks 8 months since Russia launched its war in Ukraine. Game one of the World Series is Friday between the Astros and the Phillies, and fans going to the games in either Houston or Philadelphia won't face the same ticket prices.
There's a disparity in pricing between the cities, supply and demand. Sixth World Series in 4 years for Houston, which might be why the ticket market appears less hungry there than in Philadelphia. Cost for standing room only tickets for the first game in Houston, nearly one-third the cost as in Philadelphia, where fans have not seen their team in the World Series in 13 years. As of Monday afternoon, at StubHub, the cost to get into Game 1 in Houston, $400 to $500. In Philadelphia, $1,200 to $1,300. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Dow's up 377. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.